Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series, Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Neighbors talking to neighbors about matters of community interest. And this morning we have a real interesting community group. The name of the ministry that we'll be talking to this morning is Open Arms Ministry, located on Gauze Boulevard. Open Arms Ministry is one of the, I believe, perhaps one of the best-kept secrets in town. But you know what? Today we're letting the secret out. So we'd like to welcome three ministers from Open Arms Ministry. We have Cheryl Scaglione, Lisa Dunk, and Robin Costella, putting together a ministry that I think you might be interested in. So welcome, ladies. We're glad you're here this morning. We'll begin talking with Lisa Dunk. Lisa, tell us about Open Arms Ministry. Where did it come from? Who are you guys?
Well, we've actually been here since 1952, and we started as Bethany Lutheran Church.
Okay.
And a few years ago, a group of people, starting with our pastor, had the idea to change the name of the ministry to make it seem more open to people who might not necessarily have a Lutheran background. And we just wanted it to be a place where people felt welcome regardless of their faith background, whether they were new and seeking information about Jesus or whether they were someone who had followed Jesus for a long time or someone who was just unsure of what they believed. We want everyone to feel welcome to come here. And so we chose the name Open Arms because we think it's a very warm and welcoming name.
Well, that it is. That it is. I've only been on campus here for a few minutes and have totally enjoyed the warmth and the love that's here. It's genuine. It's genuine.
We think so.
Well, great. Well, Lisa, tell us a little bit about some of the outreaches that Open Arms does.
Sure. Actually, the name Open Arms all started when Bethany Lutheran built our Child Development Center, which was called Open Arms Child Development Center, and that started in 2010. And that's a very important family outreach because there we're not just giving children care, but they're learning about Jesus every day. They're taking that home to share with their families. They have many events throughout the year where the parents are invited to come on campus, whether they go to church here or not. They're invited to come on campus and see what their children are learning about God every day. So that's a very, very important outreach for us. And then a couple of years ago, we added to that our community center, which is also geared toward families. That's geared toward teaching children about Jesus through our summer camp program, as well as after school care. Additionally, we open up the facilities and make them available to other groups, such as Upward Basketball, which is also
great.
A Christ-centered
great.
Outreach.
Yeah, familiar with it. It's a great program.
Yes, and so through the community center, we've expanded our reach to older kids as well. So we have infants through four-year-olds in our child development center, and then we have older school-age children in our summer camp and after-school care program at the community center. And then as a church, we also are involved with Family Promise of St. Tammany.
Okay.
We're a host for Family Promise. And we also have a group of people who go out once a month and do a ministry called Lunch Bag Love, where they bring sandwiches to people living on the street or living in transitional housing. Spend a little time getting to know them, listening to their story, praying with them. And that's just been an amazing outreach where we're discovering the people out on the street so much just want to be heard. They want to be listened to. It's more than just giving people a sandwich. It's just giving people a little bit of hope, letting them know that you are not invisible to us. We see you, and we love you, and Jesus loves you.
Amen. Amen. You know, hope and encouragement is one of our best messages.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are the people of hope and encouragement. If we're not out there influencing society in that direction, then we're not doing our job, are we?
That's right. That's how we feel here.
Great. Sound like you're doing a great job with it.
Thank you.
Robin, let's talk about one of the other events that's happening through Open Arms Ministries coming up sometime in November. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The Faith Music Fest this year will be on November 11th at Heritage Park in Slidell. We use the term 11-11 at 11, easier for you to remember, although
sure.
We do start a little earlier than that because we have a 5K that morning as well. About 4 or 5 years ago, we started. The idea came about with John Costello, who's my husband. He's in the praise band. And another gentleman, Al Cahill, He worked here as a sound engineer. And those two decided that it would be great to have a festival local in the area, similar to that of the Jazz Fest, but that offered praise and worship music with local praise and worship bands. Yeah. So we initially started with a rather small group of people. We did invite local churches to participate. We had local praise bands from some of the area churches. We drew about 400 to 500 people the first year, and we kind of stayed at that same 400 to 500 for the next few years. We tried to step it up a little bit with sponsorships, but we still consistently drew about 400 to 500 people every year. Last year, we invited, we have a personal family friend, Dr. Joseph Lacoste of Louisiana Dental.
Okay.
We invited him to the festival to be one of our guest MCs. He's a Christian businessman, and he loves to share his faith. So we invited him, and he didn't know the Faith Music Fest existed either until he came out, and he was really, really impressed with what the possibilities of sharing Jesus in the community through the Faith Music Fest, or the possibilities that it offered. So he became a headline sponsor this year, and we were able to step it up and invite some national Christian music acts to come out. We have Life Songs Radio as one of our main media sponsors. We also have, help me with the names of the bands, Lisa. Let me name the bands. Lifa Carter, Whitley Casey out of Texas, Amanda Shaw, Shelley Breen from Point of Grace, Michael Passons from the Avalon Band. Those two bands, yeah, they're going to do a duo together. And then we will have a Veterans Day tribute as well that will start right before Citizen Way. Citizen Way is a wonderful National Christian Band. They have a few top 40 hits. Life Song plays their music all the time. Bulletproof, you may be familiar with that tune. Ever Be? No.
So it really is like a jazz fest, bringing in names to come in, and all of it's focused on celebrating Christ.
It is, but one of the things that we also offer, we have a kids area for the kids that's free. It's all free. Entrance to the festival is free. There are some costs for food. You know, if you want to come out and eat some jazz type, fest type food, we have wonderful, we have funnel cakes. Of course, we have the basic hot dog, hamburgers.
Fried catfish from Open Arms Ministries.
Oh, yum.
Kona Ice will be there. Shelley's Chuck Wagon, B&L Catering. Just great local caterers are going to be there with some really delicious food.
Well, this sounds awesome. Cheryl Scaglione is also here today. And Cheryl, I don't know what your real job is, but Spark Plug would probably be a good nickname for
Spark
you.
Spark Plug. I like
Spark
it.
Spark Plug. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, you seem to make things happen, and you seem to bring life to a lot of things. And you were the one who brought this to our attention. We want to kind of get your take on it. What are you looking forward to in November with Faith Music Fest?
Well, I am very excited about it, but I think the biggest part of our excitement is just bringing unity to our community. This music fest is not about any person or any church's personal agenda. Religion is kind of a word that we don't like to use. This festival is here to promote Jesus. That's it. Doesn't matter what denomination you are, you are welcome. We want to bring everybody in to share Jesus. So it's a great day of fellowship with fellow Christians, but we're hoping to attract people that maybe don't know Jesus. That's our biggest mission. In order for us to do that, one way that we're trying to do that is we've partnered with Feed the Hungry. It's an organization that they do on the South Shore often, but they don't have a chapter or a place to do that on the North Shore.
Okay.
And so it's geared towards families that need assistance, and they're going to have to come get a voucher from Faith Fest. So it's bringing all these families that may or may not know Jesus to come get some hope and encouragement there. And they'll get a voucher to receive boxes of food later, which they'll pick up at the community center second or third week in December. We haven't narrowed down the exact date yet. So we're looking to bring in other people, because our mission in this is to teach other people about Jesus as well, not just to focus on Christians. That's great. But it's all about unity. There is nobody that's not invited. Every church, every denomination, every race, every nationality, it doesn't matter. We want to just get and focus on Jesus and praise him while we're there.
You know, Cheryl, one of the things that you said, that our concept that I like, is taking Christ outside the walls of the church and into the marketplace,
yeah,
into the community, into places where people live normal, not a religious service for the sake of helping ourselves or encouraging ourselves, but to take what encouragement we have and to impart it to other people.
Right. Well, part of this and the whole unity of it is we're all trying to get to the same place. We're all trying to get to heaven. And so it's all about taking down your personal agendas and just focusing on the kingdom and letting that be seen through other people. In years past, we've had people riding bikes and they had no idea the festival was even happened, and they came and they stayed. And, you know, that's great. The 5K fun run that we're doing before is a path all through Old Town.
Okay.
There's a path that goes through the different streets, and that's to encourage a lot of runners or people that maybe just look for races, and it, of course, ends at the festival. So we're hoping that they'll stay and stick around and get to meet a lot of really cool people while they're there doing that, too.
Robin, is it something you'd like to add?
I would. Cheryl did say that the main focus is Jesus, and the main focus is not our own personal agendas. We want everyone to participate and feel welcomed in the Faith Fest. Open Arms, one of our main focuses here is loving generously. And we want to just concern ourselves with people, relationships. People are very important to us. It doesn't matter where you go, where you've gone, what you've done, what you're doing, where you've been, anything. It does not matter. We want to just extend our love to everyone. And we know there are other people in the community that feel the same. And they want to share the kingdom with people and share how Jesus wants us to be. This is how Jesus wants us to be. So let's all join together and do it together and reach out to people.
Well, it seems like there's two audiences, if you will, that we're talking about. One is for the believers to be there.
Yes.
To show, but we need somebody to show it too.
Exactly.
So what are some of your ideas? Let's start, first of all, with how do we get other churches involved? How do we get other churches playing a role in this whole thing that might make a difference?
We welcome other churches in a number of ways. They can come out and set up a booth at the festival and share some information about their ministries and the type of outreaches that they're doing.
Okay.
They can also, I obviously want their people to attend the festival. They can also just come out and help with the festival. Volunteer at one of our booths, volunteer with setup and pickup and breakdown. There's a lot of work that goes into the festival, and we would love to have many of the churches come out and be involved in that and get involved with planning in the future. We don't want this to continue to be something that we're just working on. We'd love this to become a group effort over the years that all of people of faith in Slidell put on.
Well, great. So churches can have a booth. Is there a cost for the church's information booth?
There's no cost if they're simply going to be sharing information or outreach.
Okay.
There is a cost if they're going to be doing selling. If they're going to sell something at their booth, then there is a $100 fee that goes back into the festival. And if you don't mind, I'd like to add one other thing about the fest. We occasionally get the question, well, what do the proceeds go to?
Okay.
And I just want to say, since the festival is free, technically there aren't any proceeds. All of the sponsorship goes into putting on the fest and keeping the festival free for years to come. So technically, it's not a money-making endeavor. It's a sharing Jesus endeavor, and it's really just all about reaching our community for Jesus.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's a great way to involve other churches and their ministries. They can either partner with you, or if they have a vision of their own that they want to reach people for Christ, they can come out and do a booth with no cost to them,
right,
other than their own materials. But if they're gifted, as some churches are gifted with great cooks and great cooking ministries, if there are products that they want to sell, maybe I would suggest catfish or tiramisu or some things that I like. But if there are churches who specialize in a ministry, that they might be able to come out and to participate.
Yeah, in conjunction with that, too, we also still need sponsors. The bands that are coming in, they have requirements of what they would like in their trailers. And so we're also looking for churches to sponsor.
Okay.
And if you go to our website, faithmusicfest.com, you can see all the different levels of sponsorship and all the different things that you will get for your sponsors. You will be recognized, your church will be recognized for helping us put on this Faith Fest.
Well, we've addressed one group. We've addressed getting the churches involved and church people out there. But But then there's people we want to display all this love towards. What are we doing to involve people who are not necessarily members of churches or people of faith? How are we reaching those people? How are we making an impact, making a situation that will impact their lives?
Well, that's, I think, where social media comes in, and advertising and people talking it up and churches helping us promote this. We will have signage set up throughout Slidell all about the Faith Festival when it comes. But we need every church talking about this. We need this unity to pull together, to advertise in their church. Even if you can't help us with a sponsorship or being a part of it, talk it up. Share it with your community. Everybody knows somebody. So share it with your friends. Share it with your family.
So are you doing an event page on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. We do have an event page on Facebook. We've got a website. You need to share all that information, faithmusicfest.com. And it's just Faith Music Fest on Facebook page.
So we can just go to Facebook, say that we're following or attending or
yes.
interested in.
Share
and
it.
Then that shows up in my Facebook thing, doesn't it?
Yes, and so share it.
So we can encourage all the people who are listening to go to that. Just
Absolutely.
Click, I'm interested, and then it goes to all of their friends.
Yes.
So every time they click, there's 300 or 400 or 500 more people
yes.
who get to hear about it.
Yes.
Okay.
And Life Songs Radio has been really good. They've been promoting it on their radio station as well, so we're hitting an audience that way. But, yes, word of mouth. Share, share, share.
Well, this sounds great. Well, this sounds great. Well, it sounds like the kind of thing I want to be involved in. It sounds like the kind of thing that our community needs to be involved in. And really appreciate what you ladies are doing through Open Arms Ministry, through Pastor Rod's leadership. Well, we want to certainly acknowledge him and his role in making all of this happen and just say thank you for what you're doing. This is pretty awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Is there anything that, any last comment? Give us one last blast here.
Come out to Faith Music Fest Saturday, 11:11 at 11, Heritage Park in Slidell. Don't miss it. It's going to be an amazing day of praise and worship.
And all of your old friends need to be there, and a bunch of your new friends will be there.
Be there.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate your help today.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for being here today, and we thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment, send us a text, and if you've heard something today or if you need more information, if you heard something and said, what did they say? Call me at 985-250-1037, and we'll pass the word to you. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell. You can also check out on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations. We need the financial support of folks, yep, just like you. Again, that number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.